SBS عربي 24.
Last weekend, SBS Arabic 24 team was in Sydney's La Kimba, where we met Labour's MP Tony Burke and asked him how does he respond to Luke Foley's white flight recent comments. In this interview, Burke also criticised Pauline Hanson's visit to the neighbourhood in March. Take a listen.
For as long as I've lived locally all my life, and that whole time, the Islamic community has always had a sense of invitation. And they've always invited people to share in iftars, to share in the blessing of their holy month. And I wanted to use the Parliament as a chance on their behalf to extend that invitation to the rest of Australia. I was really alarmed when Pauline Hanson turned up to La Kemba with a camera crew and looking for trouble, and then got upset that she couldn't find any trouble. If one person will come here for the wrong reasons, I wanted to see thousands of people come here for the right reasons. And that's exactly what's happening.
In your speech there in the Parliament, you invited other Parliament members to come and visit. Have you seen any of them, or any of them actually came here?
Oh, I don't know how many yet, but on, I think it was the third night of Ramadan, my wife Sky and I were having dinner just up on the left here. So it was early in Ramadan, a little bit quieter, people are still home with their families. And there's a bash on the window. And I see the face of one of the Liberal Party members of Parliament.
And he came.
He came. He didn't do any publicity about it, so I'm not going to,
call his name.
But he came. And I thought, fantastic. And I just want people to know us. Because, Australia is a nation of 24 million different stories. Each story is as Australian as the other. And if you don't know the stories here, then there's a part of Australia you don't know. And we want to send that invitation out.
Some of the people will look at the crowd and say, that's a very crowded place, I wouldn't like to come here. How do you feel being here today?
Oh, a crowd that's angry can be a tough place to be. A crowd that's hostile can be a tough place. A crowd of people who've been fasting and praying and engaging in acts of charity, that's not a bad crowd to be part of.
Finally, some of the members in the Parliament describe these neighbourhoods as neighbourhoods that are expellent for, they call it, the white community. How do you respond to that?
I don't understand those comments. And certainly the person who made those comments a couple of days ago withdrew them the same day they were published. And when somebody has said the wrong thing and then they apologise same day, I think we can leave that there. I don't feel a need to dwell on it, but those words are not my sense of Australia. There are two sorts of Australian stories. It's either a story that's lived on this land ever since the first sunrise with our first Australians, or a story that's involved immigration. My family immigrated from Ireland more than a century ago. Other people who I'm talking to tonight are looking forward to taking their citizenship oath, and they've only arrived in the last few years. But once they've made that citizenship commitment, they're no more Australian than I am. And, that's just, we have an immigration story. It's part of who we are.
They're looking to expand the experiment here this year. Next year, they think they can close the street for 2 days or maybe more. Do you have an opinion on that?
There are two times when we close the streets. We close them for major festivals, and we close them when the Bulldogs are in the grand final. And they're the two occasions. How can this be considered anything other than a major gathering of people? And, if we book Wiley Park for Christmas carols, and that's a time when you feel that a sense of blessing across the whole area, you feel a sense of blessing across the whole area during Ramadan, and opening the streets to the people, I think is a wonderful way to show that.
أخبرونا برأيكم. قيموا هذا البودكاست على الآيتيونز. إنها ستساعد الآخرين في العثور علينا.